Tyler, you can move to your, move aside there.
Now, everybody continue to look as if you're still looking at him in that same spot.
I see it built.
My background doesn't work quite a bit, quite as good as a little bit of color in there, but did everybody see the image, after image?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How many saw a light around him as you were looking at him?
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah, I saw so much light around him, I didn't see the after image that good. So
yeah.
He has some interesting work.
Johnny.
How far... Lucy, how far from the edge of his head did you see light? About that far?
Okay, yeah,
that's
good.
Yeah.
Did anybody see color?
Okay.
No.
So.
Oh, yeah. Now, is that because, well, what is that?
Okay.
I just was wondering, do we all have this color around us?
Yeah, all of them.
A lot of color.
But you have different colors. Everybody has different colors depending on their personality.
Okay.
Okay, the etheric light. What?
Lucy has
a comment. Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw a lot of dark patches, brown, blacks.
In his body, and so. Are you talking about the after image?
She's joking.
I'm joking, Jimmy.
Oh.
No, I just saw a yellowish orange on
yeah.
the outer.
Yeah.
And then on the inside, it had a bit of a almost like a fuchsia greenish.
Are you talking about the after image or
the after image,
body?
Yes. But while he was standing there, I saw like two. But I also see like, you know how TV goes blind and those like white.
Yeah.
I see geometrical figures around him too. Like I'll have like something develop on the right side of his head and then it'll go away and I'll see other things. So yeah, it's a movement. It's dancing light.
Yeah, now if you have anything wrong with you, you will see some dark patches
yeah.
in different parts of the body. Did you see any dark patches?
No, I didn't see
him?
Any dark patches, no.
Well, you're in good shape, that's how it is. Now, you'll notice, if you ever get a cold or anything, not feeling good, you'll see some dark patches in your after image, and that'll tell you where the problem is, which is kind of interesting. Now, your etheric double only... reaches about a millimeter away from your skin. So that's why when he moves away, that after image is the light from the third double. Now, those of you who saw light above his head a little bit, you're actually seeing the most intense part of the aura. Okay? And now the aura stretches out about this far. About this far from the body, the aura is a lot easier to see than. And the farther out you go, the harder it is to see. So there's quite a few of you saw it about this far away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are pretty sensitive then to see the aura without a lot of practice. Did you see it, Manuel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really bright and thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a pretty spiritual guy. He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
Well, what did you see? I mean... What specifically did you see?
Did I see? Yeah, I saw the lights around you. I was trying to focus on your forehead, but your aura kept distracting me a little bit. You know? But I wasn't trying to see the colors in the aura at the time, but you know, they were flashing around a little bit there. So, yeah, you got good vital spiritual energy. Yeah. Okay. So,
I have a question.
Yeah.
So, you were seeing that Tyler's aura was bright, and I'm not familiar with that. So does that mean that it's brighter than normal? When you look at people, on average, his was brighter than the normal person you see?
Yeah, everybody's a little bit different. Now, if somebody's a little depressed, their aura will not be very bright. You know? If they're feeling pretty good spirits, then they'll be brighter. So your aura as well as your etheric body will radiate differently depending on your mood, how you feel, how you feel physically, and how you're getting along in relationships. It's affected by a lot of different things. But there's different colors. People on the spiritual path, you'll usually see some nice violet and gold in the aura. You see violet and gold in the aura, you know the person is very spiritually inclined. And obviously.
So, part two to that question. Last night, Emmanuel showed us the map of consciousness from. Who is that author?
Hawkins,
David Hawkins.
Oh, yeah.
I read that book a long time ago when I was in prison.
Yeah.
Were you following with that? Have you read that book or followed it with
that? I'm familiar with it.
Okay. So, would that correspond, would your aura correspond to where you're at on that scale of consciousness?
Yeah, and sometimes on his scale, you may feel negative things one day and then very positive the next. So
yeah,
you're
it's
in
not
a different
static,
state.
It's
even as an individual, you're in a different state from day to day. But some people get in a negative state and they just can't get out of it. And their aura will be affected similarly.
So, I'm of the opinion, but I'm not sure if I'm correct, that the accumulation of our beliefs and thoughts have us at a certain baseline, but we can move that baseline and fluctuate our frequency on that scale of consciousness or our aura through meditation, prayer, soul contact, whatever we're doing, it can fluctuate. Being in this group, I have felt my baseline raise at times far beyond what it normally is.
Yeah,
so
well,
would
that's
that,
a good
would
way
that
to put
affect
it,
my aura too?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. We all have kind of a baseline that we're at when we're just maybe watching a movie or we're just doing normal things. And then maybe you're stimulated spiritually and that you go up and then something bad happens and you'll go down below your baseline. That's baseline, that's a good word to use for what's normal. So there's a world we can see that's beyond seeing in the dark. So we're seeing in the dark right now. We can see that it is a lot more real. Now what we see is called the real world, but it's still a reflection of our true home. It's still not there, but it's a reflection of our true home. So that light we saw around him was a closer reflection to reality than what we're seeing by looking around here. We see all kinds of things. Everything we see here is in the world of illusion, the world of a deep dream that we're all having. But to be able to see the light around people is the beginning of being able to actually see beyond the dream. And the first step, of course, is the light of understanding. When your understanding reaches a point to where you realize there are things beyond the physical, which a lot of people do, most religious people realize there's something beyond the physical. But there's a lot of people that doubt, even many of the fairly religious people aren't sure there's anything there. They've never seen it. So the first step is the eyes of the understanding. Second step is to see actual lights. Now, just some of the things you can see when you see things beyond this world. One thing I find interesting to look at is the planets and the stars themselves. That each one of those stars up there, we think there's all kinds of space between the stars. It's just a tiny point, and there's all kinds of light years between one star and another star. Well, it's not really quite that way. If you focus on one of those stars there, you will see that it projects light and interplays with other stars. So these stars And if you look at one of the planets, the same thing. They project spiritual essence and communicate with each other. And between the stars, there is a lot of light. And the Tibetan talks about that. He says, when people look up at the sky, he says they see just stars. He says, but when he looks up at the sky, he sees all kinds of things. So that's one thing you guys might practice on tonight, to look up, pick one star and just look at it like you're looking at Tyler and see what you see. And then if that doesn't work, pick another star. And it's kind of a fun thing to do.